Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. This is our sixth episode in our series on the Holy Spirit and Mary, which is also our novena leading up to Pentecost. Today, consecration to Mary. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. What was the very first thing the Son of God did to save the world? Yes, he died on the cross, but before he could die, he had to become man. And how did he become man? He entrusted himself entirely to Mary. To be a helpless embryo in her womb and a little child in her care. Jesus gave himself completely to her so that she might receive him, nourish him, and form him. And what did Mary do for Jesus? Everything. She gave him his human nature. She nourished him, protected him, and provided for him. She educated and formed him. She prompted the beginning of his public ministry at Cana. She stood by him at the cross, and she laid him in the tomb. Jesus began his saving mission by consecrating himself to Mary. So then, what should we do if we want to live in imitation of Jesus? Begin by walking on water? Maybe preaching to the multitudes. How about this? Raising the dead. Hardly. We need to begin the way Jesus did. To entrust or consecrate ourselves entirely to Mary. To be her little son or daughter. We begin by inviting Mary into the home of our soul. We begin by consecration. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Jesus was the first person to consecrate himself to Mary, and the Apostle John was the second person. But when did this take place? At the cross, when Jesus said, "Woman, behold your son," and then to John, "Behold your mother." In that moment, Mary became the mother of the church, the mother of every disciple. And then we're told, from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Now, that's the English version, but the Greek original phrase, eista idia, means far more than taking Mary into his physical home. It means he took her into everything that was his, into his interior life, into his soul. John welcomed Mary into the whole of his life so that the Holy Spirit could form Christ in him. This is consecration to Mary. And like the beloved disciple, we welcome Mary into our soul. And we entrust ourselves entirely to her so that the Holy Spirit, through her, may form Christ in us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. In every century, the saints tell us that consecration to Mary is the simplest and surest path to become like Christ. Because the Holy Spirit forms Christ in us, and he's chosen to do so through Mary. And yet, we can fall into the same trap over and over. We try to follow Christ by our own effort. We try to form Christ in ourselves. So we face a choice. We can try to shape ourselves in imitation of Jesus by our own effort, or we can entrust ourselves completely to the Holy Spirit working through Mary. In fact, St. Louis de Montfort gives a striking image. Mary is the living mold of God. He says, a sculptor can chisel a statue out of stone, slowly, painfully, and with the constant risk of ruining the work. Or he can pour liquefied material into a perfect mold, quickly, easily, and with precision. And so it is with us. If we try to form ourselves, we remain hard, resistant, and unfinished. But if we cast ourselves into Mary, allowing no resistance, she forms us perfectly into Christ. St. Louis de Montfort writes, Mary is the great mold of God, fashioned by the Holy Spirit, to fashion through grace men who are like God. And everyone who casts himself into it and allows himself to be molded will acquire every feature of Jesus Christ with little pain or effort, as befits our weak human condition. This is consecration to Mary, not straining to make ourselves into Christ, but giving ourselves to her so that the Holy Spirit may form Christ within us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Jesus is offering you the gift of his mother. From the cross, he says to you what he said to John. Behold, your mother. She is a gift personally given to you by Jesus. Will you accept her and give yourself to her in return? Will you, like John, take her into your soul and consecrate yourself entirely to her so that the Holy Spirit may form Christ in you? Consecration to Mary is a simple act of the will. Mary, I am all yours, and that is enough. Saints, like St. Louis de Montfort, propose a 33-day preparation, and that's a beautiful path. But it's not required. The Apostle John did not take 33 days at the cross. He responded in an instant. Can you imagine? Jesus looking down from the cross, behold, your mother. And John, I need to think about this. No. Now you can prepare if you wish. Use the 33-day plan suggested by Montfort. I love it. Or you can pray this rosary podcast for 33 days with the intention of preparing. Or you can just respond right now. Because consecration to Mary, it's not a program. It's a relationship with your mother. Just give yourself totally to her. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. I invite you, right now, to entrust yourself completely to Mary. As I pray this act of consecration written by St. Maximilian Kolbe, make it your own. Give her your consent. Offer her your whole self. And at the end, seal that gift with your Amen. O Immaculate, Queen of Heaven and Earth, refuge of sinners and our most merciful Mother, you to whom God entrusted the entire order of mercy, I, an unworthy sinner, prostrate myself at your feet, humbly imploring you to accept my whole and entire self as your possession and property, and to dispose of me, of all my faculties of soul and body, of my whole life, death, and eternity as it pleases you. Make use of me, if such be your will, entirely without reserve, to bring about that which was said of you. She will crush your head, and again, you alone have destroyed all heresies in the whole world, so that, in your immaculate and merciful hands, I might become a useful instrument towards implanting and developing your glory in the most eminent degree in the many strayed and indifferent souls, and thus become instrumental in the spreading of the sweet kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. For wherever you enter, there you obtain the grace of conversion, since through your hands flow all the graces from the sweetest heart of Jesus. Grant that I may praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies.
Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What strikes you with this meditation, Teresa? What were you reflecting on?
We recently did a couple of meditations on friendship.
Yes.
And that's sparked a lot of conversations around that. And so I've been stewing on it for a while. And today I was thinking about friendship is kind of a difficult thing, because if you have it, you're more likely to get more of it. It's kind of like who sings the money song, you know, those who have it get more of it.
Yeah.
But friendship, if you already have friends, you're just more likely to meet more people. It's hard to start from nothing. And we see that in conversations even about stuff like nepotism, because if you have family or you have connections, you're just more likely to get jobs or certain positions, because contacts and people are everything. And so it feels a little unfair that we're all at you're sort of at a deficit if you don't have people already, and how do you get people? But then thinking about this consecration, thinking about our relationship with Mary, there are, no matter what, a handful of relationships that we all have that are going to be more powerful and more influential than any other friendship we have. And we all have that option. Yes. And that's forming a relationship, not in name alone, but a real relationship, a real friendship with Mary.
Yes.
Having her in your life, being friends with her, the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus Christ, the apostles, the saints, like these are friends that genuinely you can have a filling relationship with. You can read their works. You can talk to them. You can feel seen and heard by them. You can genuinely pray and get the help you need in life. And I promise if you form those relationships, they'll work the same as any other. They will help you find other relationships.
Yeah.
But especially Mary.
And this is the vital importance of understanding this intimate connection between the Holy Spirit and Mary. Because the Holy Spirit puts you in touch with all those other relationships,
yeah.
Which is striking. Think about this. This is what St. John Paul II said in his authoritative work on Mary about the wedding of Cana. John Paul II said, oh, by the way, Jesus and the apostles were invited to the wedding because Mary was invited. And the bride and groom experienced the great miracle of the changing of the water and wine because they invited Mary, and Mary invited Jesus and the apostles.
Mary was the one who said that it should be done.
But if Mary hadn't been invited to the wedding, Jesus and the apostles wouldn't have been there.
You know, wedding invite lists get pretty long. I know a lot of people that are in the midst of wedding planning and things like that. That should probably be your number one invite.
But isn't that amazing to think about? Invite the Holy Spirit and Mary into your life through consecration, and you are going to get everything else. You're smirking. What are you thinking about?
I don't know if this is a phrase that you're familiar with, but do you know what a Nepo baby is?
No.
So it comes from nepotism. So celebrities who have kids and their kids end up in the same field as they are, if they're an actor or a musician, people call them a nepo baby. But like this, we can all be nepo babies. We can all have the connections that our parents have if you choose the right parents.
Well, this is the great beauty of Christianity. Everyone gets a way in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through Our Lady and the Holy Spirit.
So we shouldn't take those relationships lightly.
I only have one thing going for me. You know it. Everybody knows it. I only have one thing going for me, and it's my mama.
I do think, even though I've been very, very blessed with all the connections I have, all of my connections directly tie back to her.
Yeah. And here's the other thing we need to emphasize. Mary is not just the mother of Catholics. Mary is the mother of every person on the planet, but they just don't know it.
It's nice to know when you're fighting for your loved ones and you want them in the church and you want them to feel healing and you want these things for them. She wants that too.
Yeah.
She's a better fighter than you.
So Mary is the mother of all Catholics, all Christians, all Muslims, all Hindus, all atheists, every person on the planet. She's their spiritual mother. We just need to introduce them to her. That's our job. And that's the job of everybody listening in, participating with us in this conversation, participating with us in this prayer. That's why. They have to be apostles of friendship and good conversation and the rosary. Share this with others.